Hello and welcome to Science Unscripted. Gabe here. It's just me for the rest of the way. Until Connor gets back from summer vacation. We're going to look at a social trend today that might determine how human beings live together in the future. A study conducted here in Germany suggests that young people, that is adolescents and young adults, here in this country, are happier with being single compared to 10 years ago. The researchers, one of whom we're going to speak to in just a bit, analyzed data from thousands of Germans aged 14 to 20, born in the early 70s, early 80s, early 90s, and early 2000s. And what's the bottom line? If you're young and single now, you're more content and more okay with your relationship status than you used to be. Of course, with Connor not here, and what a shame, I can only imagine how he would have gobbled up this topic, I had to speak to someone. And whom better than singles in Germany on the streets in Bonn?
The reason why I'm single is because I want to focus on my studies, especially because I have a goal, like I want to be a pilot, and I think like being in a relationship is very distracting, like it takes a lot of time and stuff like this, so I choose not to have a boyfriend right now, but I don't mind hanging out with guys.
I just don't want it. What would I get out of a relationship right now? Some of my friends have girlfriends. Fine, they can do that. But for me, it's not a good idea. I'm not even sure my family would allow it. So personally, I'm not interested.
Hi, I'm Daniel. I'm 22 and I'm single.
Hi, I'm Daniel. I'm 22 and single. Would I want a relationship? Part of me does, yeah. I see other people together who are happy, and that makes me want to explore that with another person. But at the same time, being alone or single or independent isn't bad either. It has its perks.
Unabhängig zu sein ist auch nicht schlecht. Also es hat auch seine Vorteile.
Yeah, so I'm Kiana. I'm 21 years old, and I don't really want to be in a relationship right now because I would rather have a good life and good mental health than be with a person that doesn't want to grow with me. So, if there's like someone that likes me but doesn't really want to work on himself or have a good life, then I would rather stay alone and be happy with friends and good connections.
Let's say you found that guy who is good for your mental health, will work on himself. Do you want to be in a relationship right now?
If it makes me happy, yes, but I would have to try, because with university and the way that I will leave into Korea in a few months, I would have to see. So I want a good relationship with any person that like really loves me, but I'm not willing to sacrifice peace in my life. So I would put the energy in, but it would have to be worth it, really.
Okay, ja, ich bin Luca, ich bin Single und ich glaube, es liegt einfach daran, nicht, dass ich das Konzept jetzt per se schlecht finde.
Hi, I'm Lucas and I'm single. I don't have anything against relationships per se. I think it's the dating process that gets in the way for me. I've got social phobia and fear of rejection. Let me put it this way. If I could just snap my fingers and all of a sudden be together with someone, yeah, I would want that. It's a beautiful thing to love someone. I've had it before in my life, and I would want that again.
Weil es einfach, es ist schön, jemanden zu lieben. Das ist ein sehr, also hatte ich auch schon mal, so ist es nicht. Es ist ein sehr schönes Gefühl, und das möchte ich eigentlich gerne wieder in meinem Leben haben.
Most of the people I ran into in Bonn, it was so hot, hottest day of the year, were indeed single. So what is going on? To answer that, I got in touch with Tita Gonzalez Aviles, lead author of the study from Mainz University.
Hi everyone, my name is Tita Gonzalez Aviles and I'm a researcher at University Johannes Gutenberg University Mainz, and I'm a psychologist studying singlehood and romantic relationships.
Your study shows that for young people, for Gen Z here in Germany, they prefer young people prefer being single than the young people 10 years ago. Why?
Mm. Okay, so they are more satisfied with being single and also more likely to be single. And there are different reasons that might explain this. For example, young people nowadays might be more skeptical of established social norms, traditional pathways of adulthood, for example, to marry, to have children. So these are like traditional things. And nowadays people are more likely to focus more on autonomy and self-development. Also, they are more exposed to diverse relationship histories due to social media, for example, and might also get to know, okay, people are not always in a romantic relationship and it is also acceptable for me to be single. This could be could explain that. And also that adolescents nowadays have a lower desire for a romantic relationship than 10 years ago, and people with a lower desire are actually more satisfied with being single.
Are traditional conservative relationships outdated for Gen Z in Germany?
I think the desire to be in a long-term committed relationship is still here. So people still want to get in a long-term romantic relationship, and it's not like everyone wants to be single at this time, but I think what has changed is the acceptance of singlehood, so that it is okay for me to be single, and also that it's the social stigma towards singlehood has decreased, so people nowadays are more accepted as singles. Yeah.
I was out on the street literally yesterday. It was 96 degrees mm-hmm. Fahrenheit, boiling hot, speaking with mm-hmm. with young people in Germany, some of them 14 to 18, but others also in their early 20s, students.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them were single, and the sense I got from most of the people was that they've got too much other stuff going on. They're working on their studies. They're some of them just don't want it right now. Is that what's going on for young people these days? They got so much other stuff to focus on that, you know, screw the relationship right now. I'll do that later. So,
yeah, that's a good question. I think it's great that you also talked with singles and young singles also and asked them what's going on. So this is awesome. We were thinking that, this is also an explanation that is typical to say, okay, people nowadays are, because of the prolonged educational processes, that they are more likely to focus on career and first to establish to finish their education before start looking for a romantic partner. So this has also led to people getting married later on.
Tita, what led you to pursue this study? What were you trying to figure out?
So I saw that a lot of studies have been conducted on romantic relationships, and if there were some studies on singlehood, it was always, okay, in comparison. So we did a comparison of how well are partnered people doing in comparison to singlehood. So singles have not received a lot of research attention on their own, so as a group. And also the stigma and the social, the negative stereotypes regarding singlehood made me feel like there is more to singlehood than has been done so far. To shift the attention away from partner relationships that have received like so many attention from so many years ago to singlehood, this was the goal of the study, to make singlehood also more visible.
You are right now in Boston at a relationship conference. And I'm assuming that you've presented the results of your study to academics.
Yeah, exactly.
In the field. How has your study been received? Are people looking now to this specific study about Germany and possibly considering this as a sign of things to come, or maybe this is a trend in the entire Western world? How's your study been received?
I think lots of people find it very interesting to see these historical trends, because this has not been done so far. So especially regarding how singlehood satisfaction in younger ages, how this has changed. So this has not been done before. So I think the people found it very interesting, and they are also eager to know, okay, how does this also work in United States, for example? Is this just specific to Germany, or do we find it all around the world? And what would happen if we looked at a longer time, for example, 50 years of data to look at historical changes? So this is just the first step towards looking at historical changes in a broader study sample, for example.
And what's coming next?
So what would be great was to have data from all around the world on singlehood satisfaction and how this has changed for over the last decades. The only problem is that singlehood satisfaction has not been implemented 50 years ago as a question towards people who are single. So this is a rather newer type of question. So we will see if we find this data. But I also look at what I'm also interested in is regional differences. So, for example, if it depends where you live, that you are more satisfied or less satisfied with being single. So we are currently looking at regional differences in singlehood.
That was Tita Gonzalez Aviles speaking to me from Boston, where, by the way, it was equally hot as it was in Bonn. I believe the exact degree, I think it was 96 degrees Fahrenheit in Boston that day, 35 degrees Celsius in Germany. You can do the math at home and tell me if I'm correct, or if you have anything else to say. Any ideas? Who are you? Where are you? What do you think about being single? Are you young? Do you like being single? Are you old? Do you wish you were young and single? Let me know anything. SU@DW.com is the address, or leave a comment if that's what you do. Goodbye.
Science Unscripted.